Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our special guest is, drum roll please. I wish we had some kind of, you know, entertainment underscoring here going on. Our guest is Chris Silva, the executive director of the Bard of On in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Right.
And also, you oversee UPAC.
Right.
In Kingston, New York. And you also are a consultant. You've helped in the development of the Mahewy Theater in Great Barrington.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You've been very instrumental in bringing that institution back to a real destination in the Southern Berkshire community. And let's see, there are other things I know I'm forgetting.
The Ritz.
Newburgh. Mm-hmm. Is that completely up and running?
Oh, now? No, not at all.
Still in development.
Yeah, it's still being developed, but we started a performance series in the lobby there about 3 years ago, and it's very successful. And
Great. So that's not too far from where we are sitting here in the Beacon Fishkill Studios of Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Exactly.
Right, but Chris has been instrumental in a driving force in the arts community here in the Hudson Valley for probably the past 20 years.
Almost.
18 years. Creeping up there. Yep. Well, Hard to believe, huh?
We have to explain what UPAC and the Bard of On are.
All right. I'll let Chris do that.
Well, okay. The Bard of On is an 1869 opera house in downtown Poughkeepsie. It's the oldest theater in New York State.
It's right there on Main Street.
Right on Market Street in downtown Poughkeepsie.
Did you say how many seats were in it?
944.
There you go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's quite beautiful now.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous theater. We've done $9 million in renovation there over the last 15 years. And in 1999, we took over the Hudson Valley Philharmonic, which was on the brink of bankruptcy, and they're very healthy right now.
That was a bittersweet kind of situation, transition there.
But it's all done well.
And we have a symphony still on the Hudson Valley.
That's right.
And UPAC is the Ulster Performing Arts Center, a similarly historic old theater.
Yes,
old
we took Vaudeville. Over the Ulster. It used to be it was called the Broadway Theater originally, built in 1928 on Broadway in Kingston, in Midtown Kingston.
It's an old vaudeville theater,
I believe.
Well, historically.
You know, people have to understand that when some of these great acts, and we'll talk about some of the people that appeared in the historic
both theaters.
Right, that when these people would ride the circuit, they'd leave New York City, they'd hit Poughkeepsie, hit Kingston, hit Albany, and head out to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. So and the Catskills.
Yeah, there's a lot of incredibly top players coming here.
That's one of the whistle stops, so to speak.
They hit Newburgh, too, for that matter. I mean, there was a time when there were four theaters in Poughkeepsie, five theaters in Newburgh, and at least four in Kingston.
My goodness.
And now there's one in each. Well, there's one operating in Kingston, one in Poughkeepsie, mm-hmm. and the Ritz in Newburgh will one day be operating full tilt.
And how many seats are a UPAC to get?
UPAC's 1,500 seats.
That's a big
theater. Yeah, that's helped us a lot.
Let's talk a little bit about the historic Bard of On in Poughkeepsie on Market Street.
Sure.
Which now is a fantastic, fantastic venue, but it did fall on hard times. Tell us a little bit about the history of the building itself.
Well, it was built in 1869 by a local lumber merchant, James Collingwood, for $50,000. Mm-hmm. It took 6 months for him to build, and it was when he built it, it was 2,000 seats, actually, and it had a second balcony and a big dome that's still there, but you can't see it anymore because in the 20s, it was renovated down, so to speak, really for talking film.
Right.
To make it more accessible for talkies and reduced to about 940 seats, which is what it is now. Uh-huh. But Mark Twain played that theater the very first year it opened. So, you know, it's pretty amazing.
You know,
Sarah Bernhardt played it, all the Barrymores, the Booths, you name it. They played it. Houdini.
Sinatra.
You got it. Exactly.
Milton Berle. Mm-hmm. Some of the great comics, I guess.
It was extraordinary.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I saw Rosemary Clooney at the Bard of On. That's within the past decade, anyway.
I remember, though, it sort of fell on hard times
in the 70s.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, both UPAC and the Bard of On, you know, urban renewal.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Both those theaters are going to be torn down, which would have been a disaster. Many theaters were torn down in those in both those cities and in Newburgh.
And they kind of got run down physically.
That's right, as did the neighborhoods.
Everything, the neighborhoods around them, they were kind of sitting in the middle of a depressed or declining part of the area.
Exactly.
Both both of them. So.
And then a group of citizens came together in both towns mm-hmm. and rallied around saving the theaters, and in fact did. Some of them mortgaged their homes to make sure that they weren't going to tear that building down, and they saved it. The Dunwells in particular, in Poughkeepsie, Julie and Steve Dunwell. Steve was an IBMer, and mm-hmm. He was really the guiding force back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Well, they always say if a community really wants theater, it will be there no matter what the obstacles are.
Right.
People want it, there it is. So when let's talk about your tenure. Almost, mm-hmm. 18, almost 20 years mm-hmm. ago, you rolled into the to the Hudson Valley. Mm-hmm. You'd come from the West Coast. You're a West Coast
originally,
guy.
I mean, I was in the city for a dozen years, New York City. But yeah, I'm originally from San Francisco.
And kind of made your bones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, paid my dues.
Tell a little out of school thing. Your first artistic directing gig was originated. You were in a commune, were you not?
Exactly.
On the West Coast.
I was a hippie.
How age and time appropriate.
Well, it was
back
like
in the 60s.
72.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I had graduated college, and we in San Francisco, and mm-hmm. we had started doing a baby theater company in college, mm-hmm. and we all decided it'd be great if we continued this outside of school. So that summer, I went around looking for a spot. And we found this commune on Pine Street. It was called the Alternative Futures Commune.
All right. I'll
never forget it. It was in an old abandoned Methodist church, and it had ceramicists, and it had a rock band studio in the basement. And anyway, we started there. But then before
company.
We even got a show on, the fire department closed us. And I called the owner of the building, which was a Methodist minister.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm a big theater fan. Show me what you do. And we did. And he invited us to his church basement on 16th and Market.
So you moved down the road.
And that was really the beginning of the Eureka Theater. And it has a great history, that theater. And thank goodness for him, because I don't know, that was the beginning of my career, really.
Uh-huh,
and little
uh-huh.
did I know. And he saved us. We moved into that theater and we stayed there until the building burned down in the 80s.
And then you really had to leave.
Yeah, well, I had left actually before, went on the road and ended up in New York City.
Uh-huh.
And, the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history. So you're in New York. We'll fast forward. You get this gig. They're looking for an executive director. And I remember those days when the Bardavon was, dark, and they'd have presentations. I just moved to Hudson Valley, and there'd be 25 tickets sold, mm-hmm. To see Jose Limon or something. And I know dance is hard to sell. I'm just saying.
It
always is. But, they'd have some nice programming, but couldn't sell the tickets.
That was a time. I started in 94. That was just mm-hmm. 2 years after IBM laid off 20,000 people in this mm-hmm. community, and that was devastating. In fact, when you think about that time and now the times we're in now, it's even more devastating now because it's a worldwide issue.
Right.
But back then, it was very centered in Dutchess.
And Poughkeepsie was a company town.
Very much
and I
so.
Think what happened was everybody realized they had to think outside of the box, so to speak, from a marketing and programming
And that's really
standpoint.
What we started doing.
And that's what you did.
Yeah.
You brought in all kinds of different programming. We will talk about that and get fast forward when we come back in our second segment, right, Jonah?
We
and you're dying
will.
To say something. Just Without, jump
what I'm
on
dying
in here.
To say is let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary and Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboas, and my co-host is the prescient Sarah O'Connell. And our
Whatever
very special,
that means.
It means that you knew I was gonna, what I was going to say.
Okay.
Our very special guest is one of the great theater lights here in the Hudson Valley, Chris Silva, who is executive director of the Bardavon Theater. And Sarah, who sponsors Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah and Chris, Radio Rotary is brought to us this week by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, and Middletown.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I hope I'm at Radio Rotary in the studios.
You
talk
were in
radio.
The first half of the show.
I felt like I was the aliens swooped down and came and got us. But I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treboiser. Say that three times fast. Jonah.
Yes,
you've been twitching all morning. I'm really nervous about you.
No.
You've been having that nervous twitch that I'm going over time. I'm going to say something I ought not. And that would never happen with Chris Silva in the studio here.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris is the executive director of not only the Bardavon, and I'm saying this for your wife, okay?
All right, thanks.
You're executive director of the Bardavon. You manage, who owns UPAC, Ulster Performing Arts, which is in the heart of Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
You also manage, and the Bardavon Corporation owns the Hudson Valley Philharmonic, and thank goodness for it, because
That's
we would
right.
not have a symphony in the Hudson Valley if it weren't for the Bardavon having come in and taken over the management.
And we wouldn't have some of the great theater shows we have without UPAC and Bardavon.
And also, Chris is a consultant and consultant, I guess, marketing consultant, operational consultant for Meharry Theater, which is a huge destination in southern Berkshire.
Right.
Also in the heart of Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And you're involved in the rebirth of the Ritz Theater right here in historic Beacon, New York.
And well, Newburgh, actually. But
Newburgh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
Thank you.
Historic Newburgh.
Historic Newburgh.
Exactly.
Thank you. There's a spin. Now I know why they ask you for marketing.
So let's
advice.
Talk a little bit about some of the offerings at the Bardavon, especially coming up now. We're almost in April and May.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the things like
what
the opera.
What we have to look forward
theater.
To.
Well, we do have special events. We started about 3 years ago to start projecting the Met HD broadcast live from the Metropolitan Opera. They've been very successful.
HD is high definition.
High definition. And they're gorgeous broadcasts
right.
live. And, you know, it's $23 and it's
a great seat.
Yeah, you can't find a $23 ticket at the Met. And
uh-huh.
it's all close-ups. It's an unbelievable opportunity for opera fans. And even if you're not an opera fan, and I've brought some non-opera fans in,
right.
and their minds are blown.
Well,
because
it's a great
the quality
introduction.
And the Metropolitan is, you know,
it's
arguably the greatest in the world.
Right. It's beautiful music and great theater. And for those who, like me, grew up listening to the Metropolitan Opera radio broadcasts.
Right.
It's because he's old, Chris.
I'm very old. When I started,
they still do those broadcasts.
I remember Milton Cross as the announcer.
I told you he was old.
Marconi was my first engineer in radio. But anyway,
really, really old, Chris.
But anyway, if you've only listened to the opera, you really haven't experienced until you see it. And
now,
I've gone to these HD broadcasts, and they just blew
you
me
have,
away.
Really?
Oh yeah, they
oh,
are
I'm impressed.
Fabulous.
You got a
they
little culture
fabulous.
There, did you?
Yeah,
just
a little bit.
So you also get to have. Aren't there some interviews included in
yeah.
these broadcasts?
Well, that's the great thing about these broadcasts. It's not just the show during the intermissions. They go right backstage. You know, the aria is sung, and they follow the diva or the tenor backstage, and they stick a mic in his face, and they ask
it's
him
like
how that feel
TV.
And what was that like, and you know, they could be dripping blood, and
yeah,
they're
yeah,
and
right,
they're
right.
telling their story, and you just don't get that in if you went to the Met, you'd never see that, and you stay backstage for the entire intermission, which is sometimes over 30 minutes long because
wow.
the set changes are uh-huh. mind-blowing,
right.
and there's 100 crew members back
sure.
there doing these amazing changes. You know, that stage is bigger
it's
than a
huge.
Football field.
Huge.
So, you know, it's yeah. it's an extraordinary experience.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
How about some of the great entertainers you have coming up in
well,
the spring?
Yeah,
and they are great
entertainers. Just Miss Tony Bennett
right.
for this broadcast.
Right.
But actually, tomorrow, March 31st, we're bringing to the Hudson Valley Philharmonic to the Ulster Performing Arts Center for a big extravaganza
Terrific.
Called Russian Caravan, which includes two original pieces by Bill Vannevar as well as Prokofiev. Prokofiev's music for a film that's escaping my mind, a Russian film.
Huh.
But it's a huge chorus. It's Prokofiev. It's beautiful. April 6th, I was just mentioning when we were off the air, we're bringing The Dog Whisperer. Cesar Millan is coming to tell you all you need to know about your dog on
that's
April 6th.
That's interesting programming. I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry.
There,
I'm going to bite. I'm going to bite.
Times are tough. We're going for it.
I want to know if there's a special...
diversity in programming. You go there,
a special discount ticket if you bring your dog.
No, dogs are not allowed.
Oh,
only Cesar is bringing the dog. We are bringing Joan Rivers, however, to
there's
UPAC
a joke in there.
Well.
I can feel
I
it, but
is.
We're not going to do it.
And we have a couple Met Lives in April as well. And you know, we have a lot of stuff at UPAC in the month of April.
I bet you have a website if folks want to look up for themselves.
Bardavon.org. That's all you have to
spell
do.
Spell that out.
Bardavon.
So,
org. And folks at home, get a pencil and paper because we'll repeat that website at the end of the show.
Everything is on there for all the venues and Philharmonic. And we also, of course, have been showing classic films for, I don't know, 15 years at least. At the Bardavon, they're preceded by a 30-minute concert on the Mighty Wurlitzer organ.
Oh, we'll talk about it in just a minute about the organ.
Sure.
Tell us about the films some more.
Well, the films are, we only show films that are at least 25 years old. Figuring that those are films that people haven't seen in a long time and might want to see. And we started showing them at UPAC about 3 or 4 years ago as well. And that's growing very nicely over there.
I remember you had a Halloween Fright Night. You showed the original Frankenstein.
That's right. We did a double bill, Frankenstein and Creature from the Black Lagoon in 3D.
Right. Now, folks,
wow.
If you've only seen these kind of classic films like the Maltese Falcon and the Marx Brothers and mm-hmm. you know, Frankenstein with Boris Karloff, if you've only seen them on your TV or on DVD, this is not the way it was meant to be experienced.
Exactly.
It's meant to be experienced in the big theater like the beautiful Bardavon or the beautiful UPAC with that box of popcorn and you know, surrounded by your friends and neighbors. This is this is real cinema.
No, it's true. It's true. I mean, some of these films bring 500 or 600 people, and it's a great experience, and it is a big screen, and you know, there is nothing like it. And we make a special effort to make sure the cuts that we show are excellent prints.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So talk a little bit about, because we talked about some of the classics. Also, you've really blazed the way for some popular, really classic rock,
mm-hmm.
really standout performers, headliners. Name some of them that you've presented at the Bardavon.
Crosby and Nash, Diana Ross last year.
There you go.
You mentioned Rosemary Clooney. You know, it's just, nothing stops us really from bringing as many people as we can. David Byrne of the Talking Heads did an
mm-hmm.
amazing show for us a few years ago. Patti Smith's been there a couple of times talking about classic rock acts. And
it's the diversity, everything from a Diana or Patti
mm-hmm.
to a Dog Whisperer to a Boris Karloff, you know.
Yeah, to great dance companies, Ailey and
mm-hmm.
Paul Taylor and Jose Limon. You know, we try to be as eclectic as humanly possible.
And that's wonderful because it makes, and it's still affordable, I have to say, at the Bardavon. Like, you know, you use
we
the comparison.
To.
If you go to buy a ticket at the Met, it is, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Way.
We also do a huge amount of children's programming. We bring in kids from all area schools to both venues for amazing performances from all over the world during the day, during the school day. And we also
mm-hmm.
put artists into the schools and create create residency programs that culminate on the stages of the Bardavon and UPAC. So
and
that's
Chris,
another
additionally
aspect.
To your educational stuff, you do, you've done a lot of community stuff. You
right.
have been instrumental in any of the celebrations that have gone on in the town,
right.
in the city of Poughkeepsie, i.e. the celebrations that have included the bridge,
mm-hmm.
the walk over the Hudson. I know
right.
Fred
we helped,
worked
we helped
very
on
closely
that.
With
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we helped kick off that monster. That was a monster event. It was 20,000 participants in
mm-hmm.
that event. It was kind of beyond anything we'd ever done. But yeah, we've been doing the Celebration of Lights in downtown Poughkeepsie for
19 years.
Well, it's 18. I've only been there 18.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first year I was there. Sometimes you start these things and it's like a life sentence. You know, you have to keep doing them forever.
Right.
But you know, that's a great event.
But it's also expanded out into the communities beyond Poughkeepsie.
Right.
It's become a real regional.
Well, we've tried
add-on.
To do that. I think regionalism is the key to everything. I mean, you know, the more you can share, the more you can save, and the more people you can reach.
Well, maybe that's the point I've been trying to make through the whole program, is that you took the Bardavon from being a theater in Poughkeepsie to being a regional destination.
A rundown
and
theater.
A rundown yeah. and being a resource for here and beyond. And Randy is still the...
Oh, yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
Empresario.
Yeah, next year is his 20th year with
oh,
the orchestra.
Wow.
I know,
that's
isn't
great.
That amazing?
And what a partnership.
And he hasn't
and
aged.
I know, he's like frozen in time.
So Chris Silva.
And we're talking, of course, about Randy
yeah.
Fleischer, who
yeah.
is the music director, the conductor
right.
at the Hudson Valley Philharmonic.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
he and Chris have had this wonderful partnership since you both
since
have been
Since we took
here.
Over. Yeah, no, he's a great guy. We wouldn't have taken the orchestra without him. And it's great that he's stuck with us all these years. And
I'm
good
impressed
times and
with
bad.
That, actually. Impressed.
Chris Silver of the Bardavon Theater, when you redid the Bardavon into a great jewel of a theater, there
mm-hmm.
was another jewel within the jewel, the mighty Wurlitzer organ.
That's right.
Which was there originally
behind
to...
Behind the curtain for a long time,
right, apparently. There originally to accompany silent films.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell us
about the renovation of the organ.
Well, the Wurlitzer was built for the Bardavon in 1928, and then
right.
and it stayed there and played, and then in the 60s, it mysteriously disappeared.
Is that right?
That's right. I mean, nobody knew where it was, and then came to the rescue was the New York Theater Organ Society. I can't
mm-hmm.
take credit at all for it. It's really NITOS, the New York Theater Organ Society. They found the organ in a million pieces. I'm not exaggerating. Like Humpty Dumpty in Scarsdale. Somebody had it.
No kidding.
And they put it all back together with volunteer
wow.
help. And since, and now 18 years, I believe, it's been playing on a regular basis.
You have separate concerts for that or just to accompany
Occasionally we do. Sometimes we bring it together with the Hudson Valley Philharmonic. They've done shows together. But it's always there for the movies. And often for special events, we bring it out. You know, we play it as much as we can.
I'm sure mm-hmm. it has a magnificent sound.
It's got a great sound.
All sorts of pipes and everything.
Yeah, and they're always upgrading it, totally. It's a work in progress. But it's
uh-huh.
a gorgeous instrument, and we're proud to have it. You know, and if I say anything to your listeners, you know, we were talking about the hard times back in IBM times. It's has been the roughest last 3 years I've ever experienced in all the 18 years I've been there.
Right.
It's a tough time right now for all of us in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep an organization like the Bardavon going, we need individuals to continue to support us through membership. And
well,
that's
folks,
today
well, you
it's
know,
the key.
We were talking about P.T. Barnum. We were laughing off mm-hmm. off mic earlier. And
mm-hmm.
not only did he, of course, coin, there's a sucker born
right.
every minute, but also there are two things that are recession and depression proof. Do you know what they are? It's bootlegging. And in vaudeville, meaning the liquor, or the liquor, basically,
right, right.
and entertainment.
And, you know, folks,
and people do turn more to
right.
live entertainment
yeah, right.
in
it's
rough times.
If you're on a tight budget, spend your money locally right here in Poughkeepsie.
That's your $21, $25 ticket. You can go backstage at the Metropolitan
exactly.
Opera.
Go
get
to
online.
Great,
go to
yep.
what
Bardavon.org.
For great local entertainment. Chris Silva, thanks so much for joining
Thank
us
you.
On Radio Rotary. And tell us, Sarah O'Connell, who do we have to thank for keeping us afloat financially?
Well, we're very lucky because we're sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Trebois. So thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 o'clock for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Do you want to make a difference in the world?
Now you can, by participating in Rotary International's Peace Fellowship Program.
If you live or work in the Hudson Valley, you too can be part of the next generation of peace leaders.
You can earn a master's degree or a professional certificate in peace and conflict studies at one of seven Rotary Peace Centers in the United States or around the world.
To learn more about this program, call Bill Bassett before April 1st at 845-361-4732. That's 361-4732.